Welcome to Higher Love, straight from Spotify Studios in sunny, but not too hot, Los Angeles, yeah? That was Dark Sun by The Hurt, and basically I sang on that song, dude. It's an epic song, okay? Not sure how it sounded on here, but, you know, I will put a link somewhere in, you know, the podcast somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, how is everyone? I hope everyone is doing great and getting ready to vote, because that's absolutely vital right now. We must get our votes out there, because at the end of the day, if you're quiet and things don't turn out the way that you wanted, well, it's your own fault, because you should have fucking voted. Excuse my French. Okay. Right. So, things have been a bit topsy-turvy in my world. Lots of, wow, you know, just, you know, emotionally charged things with people and places and whatnot, but I'm still here, and shockingly, I feel so great. You know, can't explain it. Don't really know. Maybe it's just my Sagittarian optimism or whatever, but for real though, I do feel absolutely wonderful, and I'm looking forward to the end of the year. Looking forward to everything, because I can't see a bad thing happening. I know everything's like politically charged and emotionally charged and blah blah blah, but I still have optimism and I look forward to new beginnings, because every day is just that, a chance to start again. So I was thinking in my time away about what to talk about. There's some things that have come up, like the fight or flight thing. That aspect of, you know, that action, that motivation to either fight for something or run away. And, you know, I've decided to stay in Los Angeles and fight for my right to live here, which I'm not really fighting, but you know, economically, whatever. And just see the blessing in belonging, you know, to your tribe, to your family, to whom you love, your friends, and everything. Just seeing that blessing in every day. And although I don't follow a particular religion, as most of the people who know me know, I do feel that maybe because I've done a lot of the work a few years ago, where I was definitely spiritually in the gutter, like really bad, but went through that portal, did the work, and I feel a bit different about how things come at me these days, you know. Not perfect though, so I'm still, you know, I still react in the same ways that I've always reacted to things, especially when people are indifferent or can't make up their minds about shit, or thinking they're gonna fool me when they're really fooling themselves. It's silly, isn't it? I don't have time for that. I have time for everyone, but I don't have time for indecision. It's silly. You know? Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just impatient. Anyway, okay. So, duality in religion. That is a big, big thing these days. Maybe not so much, but I do believe that humans, once they've gone through some serious contradictions with religion, they definitely see, wow, you know, I can't be half in and half out with this. I have to be all the way, whatever that belief system is. And why not, since you're on this planet, existing and coexisting with everyone else, why not just believe in yourself, you know? Believe in your, in the love that you have for your family. Believe in the love that you have for yourself. Why can't you do that? Because if, you know, God is love, and you are made from God, then you are love, then you are God. And it's not some kind of power trip, it's just a fact, you know? It really is. And I mean, the arguments can go on, or debates can go on for ages, but when it comes right down to the plain nitty gritty of it, that is what it is, okay? Sorry. All right. Well, I'm not sorry. But, you know, I just feel that that's really important to recognize, because, you know, the battle is to exist with our mind and conscience. And most religions tell you you're forgiven no matter what you do. But why not just be conscientious about, you know, what you do and what you say and how you act, you know, towards others? If you walk the walk with that kind of idea, then maybe perfection isn't too far away. Maybe you can actually reach it, you know, and it's not some crazy ideal, you know. It's actually a way of life. Whoa, crazy. But, yeah, since I've walked many religions and as part of my human experiment, because, yeah, I'm a hybrid. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, walking the walk, living in that place of higher love, compassion, and empathy is really the key to having a peaceful mind and heart. It really, you know, and everything in life. And then when you watch the chaos happening around you, you actually do realize, wow, you know, what is happening? You know, and it seems to slip and slide off of you as you walk through just existing. It's crazy. I know people probably think, oh, come on, Jack, that's bullshit. No, it's true. Okay, it really is. Unconditional love is my other topic. I'm probably rushing through this, but it's all part of the same thing, in my opinion. Unconditional love. Why is it so hard to love without conditions? I mean, do they make us feel safer in the bond, or insecure, or more secure? Personally, I find it easier to love unconditionally because it's my nature to be nurturing and giving, but others have a hard time with that. And sometimes it becomes a battle of wills. Like, why can't we continue on the unconditional trip and actually reach out and care about each other? Because we'd like that done for ourselves. So that whole, you know, is that a Bible teaching? I think it is. Do unto others as you wish to be done unto you, yourself. I mean, I do think that it's vital to have unconditional love, and for everything, not just humans, but animals, every living being, every sentient being. And I don't know, I often wonder why more people don't practice that. But, you know, I try to attract that into my life by continuing to be that, you know, radiating that, living that way, living that life. So I will continue to do that. But yeah, social media. I feel like I'm in a business meeting. It's really weird. I should be taking minutes. Is anyone taking minutes for my show? Probably not, huh? No. Social media, the It's the COVID crutch or savior, the COVID lockdown crutch, because people are on it more than ever, and they're seeking some kind of, feeling of, a human compassion feeling without actually being around a human, literally and physically in the same room. And I think that's kind of scary, because it's kind of like training our brains, our psyche, to not want to be around anyone. I think some people actually have derived a lot of anxiety from not being around people. Some people get depressed. It affects everyone differently, but some people get depressed. Some people get anxiety. Some people have both. Some people just are paranoid that, being around another human being is going to be really wrong and unsafe. And that is why social media is thriving. So it might save some people out of a depression, but I don't know. For those isolators, myself included, I actually don't mind being in the house, but I think that it's important to be around other people. People that get you, that understand you, that can make you laugh, especially, because laughter is so important. Gosh, I mean, it's actually a healing thing. Look into how people have survived cancer. They've watched shows that have just lifted them up, because that's where their energy was. They just lifted up, raised their frequency, raised their vibration. Yeah, these things are all so, part of every day. Whether people want to admit it or not, everyone's thinking about these things, I believe. Especially as lockdowns continue to get more severe around the world. People are looking for answers, and like I said, they find them in religion, spirituality, or hopefully within themselves. That unconditional love starts with yourself, self-love, higher love. Because if you don't love yourself, what's the point then? You're just gonna be this yin and yang or shadowy light of a human being. And it's like, if that makes somebody happy, then fair enough, but there's no way to live. Life is a gift. We have to see it as that and not get dragged into, highly charged negativity with politics, because that is ruling everyone and dragging people down. So my advice is don't watch TV. Don't watch TV, and don't watch bad Netflix movies either, or series. Oh my God. I watched The Haunting of Bly Manor, I think it's called, and wow. I mean, it was probably, I don't know. I mean, maybe I just set my bar too high with my Netflix shows, but I really think Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, these shows are written from a very special place. These people are inventing characters that have just a seamless thing to its storyline. But the Manor Bly Haunting, whatever the fuck it's called, it just, I guess for some people who don't have a high threshold for things like that, for shows, it probably is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome, show. But for me, I need more than that. I need more than some fancy tricks and shit with special effects. So not a favorite. In fact, I didn't even finish watching it, so I don't know. I think that's probably not a good sign. But I am the one that walked out of the movie theater when the Titanic movie came out, because there was an inconsistency with the art time period. So stupid, I know. So, yeah, one thing I've learned is that I'm still me. I'm still a Jack throughout all these, despite being feeling balanced and all that, I'm still me. I still react to things in a kind of, like, off-the-cuff way that I need to kind of be careful about, because not everyone's going to get it, not everyone's going to understand, and I need to be careful about that, because, you know, it's not fair to anyone to have me be manic towards them. And I've recognized that, and I see that I need to change it, so that feels good. Seeing a negative trait that could possibly, you know, ruin friendships and shit. So it's important for me to see that. So I feel highly evolved with that as a human being. Let's see, what else? I have to refund a lot, or at least let people know that I'm staying in LA and that I'm not moving back to England for the foreseeable future, and all the kind, beautiful folks that sent donations for the cats, Miles and Beau, to come back home with us to England. I mean, seriously, so incredibly grateful for that. I mean, we raised like over $500, which my target was $2,000, but seriously, $500 is amazing. And so I will let everyone know in a post, or I'm letting you know now if you're listening and you donated, that I'm happy to refund that money to you ASAP. So I will get in touch with everyone who's donated and see what's the best way to get it to you, because a lot of folks are in England. Some are in LA, so I can just drop by and drop off the cash. But like I said, I'm pretty blessed. I love my friends. I love them so much. They really show that they love me, and that makes me feel really good, happy. Other than that, let's take a break. Okay. Thank you. Falkswarren, one of my favorite bands from last year, 2019. Andy Schauf, and D.A. Kissick. They are Falkswarren. Amazing. Okay. So, yeah, and that song was... what was that song called? That song was called Everything Apart. So, yeah. You should look them up. They're so good. And actually, it was 2018 that album came out. I'm just late on the uptake. Okay. So, yeah. I am looking forward to working a job for a couple of weeks. Yes, I'm going to be working a job. And it is assisting with the voting polls. So I'm going to be working a couple of weeks making bank. Yes, making bank for those 2 weeks anyway. Assisting with the walk-in pollers. So people that want to vote in person and submit their ballots versus mail or post, as we say in England. So I'm looking forward to that. Not apprehensive at all. Of course, we will have training and PPE provided to us, so it's all going to be good. So I'm looking forward to that, and I have to say I'm proud to be doing it. I've never considered myself a patriot at all, but I think just helping people, whatever their political affiliation, just helping them walk over to, you know, not being apathetic, but actually exercising their right is what I feel proud about doing. So that makes me happy. Other than that, I think that this show is not going to be very long. I clearly lack some imagination for some reason. Oh dear. Okay. So, I'm going to leave it at that so I don't have to drag everyone through the bored and lack of imagination show. In fact, that's what I'll call this. Lack of imagination show. But I promise to have some more interesting tidbits. Because, yeah. I'm getting divorced, for sure. Oh, God, I swear I wasn't going to talk about this. But, yeah. I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to bite the bullet because it's been a couple of months now. It's actually been 3 months since I've heard from my husband. So without any bitterness or anything, I'm going to cut the cord and set myself free, set him free, and begin to live again that life of being single and finding yourself. So, which I've always, I know where I am. I know who I am, but anyway. Also, actually I do have some things to share. I've got somebody, fabulous Reese Marsh, who has a studio, beautiful analog and digital studio in Norway, who's going to be remixing one of the first songs from my new album, and it's called Navajo Acturian, and I'm really excited about that because, you know, Reese is awesome. Okay, he's just a fabulous multi-instrumentalist and can, you know, he has the best influences, and I can't sing his praises enough, but I'm very, very pleased that he's, you know, agreed to do this and is, you know, inspired by it, to be honest. Because you never know how people are going to react to your music. And my compadre, Alan McGee, said when he heard my demos, my new ones, he said he didn't get it, you know, that he preferred my previous tracks. But, you know, at the end of the day, if somebody doesn't get it, I always think I'm on the right path. So I don't take it wrong. I take it, yeah. I take it like, yeah. I was going to do a Jesse Pinkman imitation, but obviously that's not going to be it. Not feeling it. Okay. So that's all. And I will share more of those, you know, updates with you with regards to my divorce being final. And wow, dating again? Okay. Yeah, what's that going to be like? Shit. I don't date people. Anyway. And then what else? Oh, yeah. The new music from my demo, from my new album demo. Okay. So everybody stay safe. I love you guys. And, you know, leave a message if you choose to and say hi and all that. Okay. 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 All right. Bye. Taking a moment to thank the fabulous Ricky Turner, Manchester legend, for always including me in his projects and for always including me in his life. And his beautiful wife, Lady D, I want to just do a shout out to them because I love them. Yeah. They love me so much, like family, like familia, dude. And I just want to say I love you guys. And, you know, the hurt is Ricky Turner and others. It's a sort of multi-creative project. But yeah, Dark Sun was the first track. And I have to say, thank you, Ricky. Thank you. Love you, bro. Let's rob some banks.